Kill it. Kill it. We got better music. Kill it.
On something.
He was high in college football.
It's college football with Big Cleve. They're throwing a charm, talk some ball with Big Cleve. Knows college football better than his own family. College football with J.B. Got to chow in, wearing them short shorts, track style shorts.
I heard he almost played football in Nebraska.
He used to call Bobby Bowden and ask for football informational nuggets with barbecue sauce. Jay knows more about high school football than you know about your family. B-Dub.
Call Jay Binkley.
Call Bink. College football with They're throwing a charm, talk some ball with Big Cleve. Knows college football better than his own family. College football with J.B. Cleve.
There you go. Damn right. Happy Wednesday, Mr. Binkley. How are you this morning?
What's going on, fellas? Good, good. Getting closer to the weekend.
Yeah, that's right. I was having a conversation with somebody last night. I go, it's late in the week already. We're starting to get ready for some football, and that means right. Binkley's coming on Wednesday. And, of course, if you want to watch us, Jay, while you're doing whatever it is, you can stream us live on YouTube, on X, on Twitch, and all that kind of stuff. Make sure, Jay, you go to YouTube and subscribe to 96.5 The Fan like everybody else. Spectre doesn't think anybody will subscribe, so we want Spite subscriptions. And then you can watch us. We're up live and running right now, so join us on the TV.
Sounds good to me, Bob. I'm there.
I want to start with Georgia-Alabama, man. That's the marquee game of the weekend, 6:30 on Saturday night. I think everybody's going to be kind of watching that one. The difference, though, this year is the loser isn't knocked out of the playoff, and I kind of like it that way.
No, they're not. There's a little bit less pressure than that, but Alabama kind of has that chip on their shoulder a little bit because, you know, people are questioning whether they're going to be good or not without Nick Saban. Of course, Nick Saban at the Nick Saban Field now, so he's going to be a big part of what that program is. Then they go to Wisconsin, and Alabama didn't completely destroy them a few weeks ago. Georgia had a very close game against Kentucky on the road where they just won by 1 point, but the bottom line is they won. It kind of reminded me of the Chiefs, to be honest with you, that won the following day against the Bengals by 1 point. It's like good teams find a way to win, to keep winning, and great teams do it consistently. So I'm definitely looking forward to that game. And, you know, it's a battle. It's a couple Heisman hopefuls and Carson Beck at Georgia and Jalen Milroe at Alabama.
Speaking of good teams find ways to win, how about them Colorado Buffaloes on Saturday night, Bink?
You know, what people say what they want about the Colorado Buffaloes, but people are still watching them.
That's right.
And they just find a way. And that was incredible. They have a Hail Mary at the end of the game. Almost 30 years to the day that Cordell Stewart hit Michael Westbrook at the Hail Mary against Michigan. Huh. They do it twice because one was dropped and they get the second one in. But the defense was a little bit more shaky this week than it had been going into this game last week, and they'd only given up 12 points in the second half all season because they brought in a new defensive coordinator that came from the NFL, Rob Livingston.
Yeah.
But they're a fun team to watch, and Travis Hunter is an unbelievable player. That's the best player in college football right now. His route running, what he does, 100 yards per game, and he plays defense, and he caused a fumble there in overtime to give Colorado the win. That was an exciting game. This week's going to be a great game with that versus UCF because UCF the top offense in the Big 12.
So, Jay, you talk about good teams find ways to win games. Missouri survived Vanderbilt over the weekend. That's a good team finding a way to win a game against an opponent that they didn't clearly want to play.
Yeah, and then, you know, missing three field goals in the game. Eli Drinkwitz did something at the end of the first half he shouldn't have done. Fourth and three, they go for it, sacked. Vanderbilt ends up getting a 57-yard field goal, and he took responsibility for that decision at the end of the game. That game shouldn't have gone to overtime. But Vanderbilt's a little bit different than they used to be. I mean, this team, you know, hit the transfer portal hard. Jerry Kill, of all people, is on the sideline for Vanderbilt as an offensive consultant. Jerry Kill, he of went everywhere, including turning around a terrible New Mexico State team to back-to-back bowl games. And that quarterback for Vanderbilt, Diego Pavia, is the former Conference USA last year player of the year at New Mexico State. Matter of fact, he went down to Auburn last year with New Mexico State, and they beat Auburn in the SEC 31-10. So that's a good quarterback. That's a decent team. It's a better team than what people are saying. So that was a good win for Missouri.
Bigly, a conversation we had yesterday, which I couldn't believe, but there are certain individuals, not going to say their names out loud, Mac Morey, that think Lance Leipold is on the hot seat. That can't be true, right?
Well, I mean, I don't think so. I mean, he's definitely missing his offensive coordinator from last year at Penn State. But they just find a way. I mean, 30 seconds left in the game, and they lose to West Virginia. The final 2 minutes the week before, and then a fourth quarter rally by Illinois where they took the lead with 9 minutes remaining. They just keep losing at the end of games. They very easily could be undefeated, to be honest with you. I don't think Lance Leipold will be on the hot seat at all. Turn this program around. It's the quarterback situation. Jalen Daniels is not the guy that they thought he was.
He stinks.
7 interceptions this year, totally not playing like he should be, but Lance Leipold still should be there, no problem at all.
Well, do you think this is the year, though, if it goes a little bit south and maybe they don't, get to, the bowl that they want, or maybe they're on the outside looking in, do you think this is the year maybe he escapes to a Florida State or a Virginia Tech or a place like that that may be hiring after the season?
He could, but I can't see one of those teams grabbing him if they do slip. Because I think, the fan base is, trying to sell it like, hey, man, this guy at Kansas, look, everybody came back to Kansas. Look at that backfield. They have the two best corners in the Big 12, the best running back, arguably, with Ollie Gordon and Devin Neal at Kansas, and they couldn't win. So I think that would hurt him taking a job somewhere else.
All right, so what is the do, though, if they do slip, right? Like, I don't think the games over there at Arrowhead are selling all that well, or many people even know that that's happening. What does it do, like, from a standpoint of generating money? Like, this is not a good year when you're building a new stadium to have a step back.
No, it's not. And, the funding, I don't think so. They still need to raise more funds, and they're doing the stadium in different phases and stuff like that. That's a disaster because people buy in when the team's winning. When they don't, they completely tune them out. Yeah, the Arrowhead experience with this team is going to be a little bit weird, even though Colorado is going to be one of the teams playing Kansas at Arrowhead that I think will help because of Deion and the recognition there. But yeah, I mean, it's going to be tough for people to go in the pockets. And, people always say, well, the donors shouldn't have any decision on what happens to the coach. The problem is these universities call the donors for a coach's buyout. Then they call the donors again to bring in money when the coach comes. Now they're calling the donors for name, image, and likeness money so they compete with other schools. They keep going back and forth to all the different donors. It is interesting that Tennessee is going to raise their ticket prices 10%, and that money is going to nil all in itself. So we're finally starting to see, that take place where all these fans are having to pony up for name, image, and likeness. And now UNLV's quarterback, they're 3-0. He says, I'm going to redshirt because he's not getting the money that he was supposed to get when he went to UNLV. So we're seeing players now opt out of college football, which is crazy.
Bigly, tell me how accurate I am with your day on Saturday. You're going to start with Oklahoma State at Kansas State. You're going to then transition into Louisville at Notre Dame. And then by the time you get to the evening, you're going to have Illinois, Penn State on one TV, and you're going to have Georgia and Alabama on the other one.
Yeah, you pretty much call that dust, man. Me doing that. I'm going to mix in some UCF and Colorado about 2:30. But the Oklahoma State and Kansas State 11, I'm really looking forward to that game.
I bet you are, man. You're probably looking forward to that since Monday morning, right?
Already drinking, already eating the nachos, man.
I like it. What's on your spread for the weekend?
What's that?
What's going to be on your spread?
Oh, gosh. You know what? I haven't 100%. I need to try that smokehouse chili.
Yes, you do. You need to get the smokehouse barbecue and get the chili.
Bob, come on.
You've been, what's that?
I said, get there. I've been telling you about it for 3 weeks now, Jay.
Well, I know, and you've been telling me about it. And you always say, you had that chili. I was like, no, I haven't. I need to get up there. That is probably what's going to be on the spread. That 100% that's going to be it.
There it is.
Lots of farting Saturday night.
Boy, I've had some gas last night, and I don't even know what I ate.
All right. Well, Bigly, we'll listen to you, and we'll hear from you next week on a Wednesday, buddy.
All right, my friend. Take care.